read a little something to you tonight and today. John 10:10. How many quote John 10:10? But the Bible said the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. And Jesus said, I have come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. Amen.
Yes.
The thief. Amen. I'm going to preach a little this morning. Amen. The robber of strength. The robber of strength. Praise God.
Right.
I want to read over to you with you this morning a very familiar story in Judges chapter 16. Amen. Most of y'all read this, but we ought to go through it, I guess. Amen. Bible said in Judges 16 and verse 4, and it came to pass afterward that he loved a woman in the valley of Sorek, whose name was Delilah. And the lords of the Philistines came up unto her and said unto her, entice him and see wherein his great strength lieth, and by what means we may prevail against him, that we may bind him to afflict him. Amen. And we will give thee, every one of us, 1,100 pieces of silver. And Delilah said to Samson, tell me, I pray thee, wherein thy great strength lieth, and wherewith thou mightest be bound to afflict thee. And Samson said unto her, if they bind me with 7 green withs that were never dried, then shall I be weak and be as another man. Then the Lord of the Philistines brought up to her 7 green withs which had not been dried, and she bound him with them. Now there were men lying in wait, abiding with her in the chamber. That's the way the devil is.
Yeah.
He lying in wait.
Yeah.
Amen. He find where your strength is.
Sure.
And rob you of your strength. Amen. And they were lying in wait, abiding with her in the chamber. And she said unto him, Philistine be upon thee, Samson. And he brake the withs as a thread of tow is broken when it's touched with the fire. So his strength was not known. And Delilah said unto Samson, behold, thou hast mocked me and told me lies. Now tell me, I pray thee, wherewith thou mightest be bound. Amen. And he said unto her, if they bind me fast with new ropes that never were occupied, then I shall I be weak and be as another man.
Yeah.
Delilah therefore took new ropes and bound him therewith, and said unto him, Philistine be upon thee, Samson. And there were liars awaiting, abiding in the chamber, and he brake them from off his arms like a thread. Amen. Still had his strength.
Yeah.
Each time she's telling him, I want to bind you. Tell me where your strength is, that I may bind you. Amen.
Jesus.
I'll tell you something this morning. That's exactly what the devil's wanting to do to you.
Yeah.
He wants to bind you. Amen.
Yeah.
I don't know how you see it, Brother Earl, but it looked like Samson would have caught on by now.
Yeah.
It looked to me like, Brother Jason, that he would have said, hold on.
Hold on.
I see what's taking place. What this woman is trying to take from me is this great strength that God had given me.
Yeah.
Amen. Looked like he left her flat. And I see people like that. And Brother Daniel, I'm wondering why haven't they, amen, woke up and saw what the devil's trying to do.
All right. Yeah. Amen.
Why can't he see it?
Yeah.
Praise God. Being afflicted. Amen. I don't know, sometimes I got near enough discernment, but there have been a few times, Sister Missy, I had a little discernment about me, and I saw through it.
Yeah,
I saw through what the devil was trying to do.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah. All right. You need to pray for some discernment, church. Amen. A lot of our churches have lost that ability to discern the spirits. You know, the Bible said, try the spirits to see if they be of God or not. Amen.
Amen.
And some of the spirits that are fighting in the church are not recognized as quickly as they should be.
Right.
I don't understand that. Amen, but Jason, I don't know why that pastor, and I know, but Jason, amen, I'm not preaching about him, but pastors can't see what the devil's doing to the members.
Come on now.
He's trying to rob them, praise God. He's trying to rob the church of her ability to fight. And when you lose strength, you lose the ability to fight.
Yeah.
Yes. Amen.
True.
Oh, I want to preach to you. Amen. I just want to feel like the Lord give me for you. Amen. I remember years back going to this church, and this pastor had two nice looking young daughters, and this boy came in there, but Jason courting his oldest daughter, and he would come in the church. He'd raise a hand. You know, anybody can raise a hand if they ain't crippled.
Right.
Ain't no great ability to raise your hand. You can stand up if there ain't nothing wrong with you. Most people stand up. And they can pop their hands along with the singing. Praise God. I mean, if they know the word, they seem kind of humble along with it. Hallelujah. I've even had them say amen while I preached. Amen. I'm preaching over there one time in a certain place, and I'm preaching to this man. And while I'm preaching, Brother Earl, I knew I'm preaching to him.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes a preacher knows things.
Oh, yeah.
Amen. He may not tell you he knows it, but he knows it.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Been times I wasn't allowed to say it, but I knew I was preaching to him. I knew what God was telling me. The Spirit came upon me, and I was preaching to him. I was preaching to him. Amen. I wouldn't call him by name. I wouldn't point him out. Preaching is like I'm right now looking at everybody. Amen. I didn't center him out, but I knew in my spirit I'm trying to help this man. You know what he's doing? He's saying, amen. Praise God. Come on, Brother Donnie, preach. Finally, I said, I am. Praise God, but I'm preaching to you.
Yes.
I didn't understand why he didn't see that I was preaching to him. And maybe he did. He just tried to play the part, you know, kind of hide behind the amens.
Right.
Amen. They can do it. They can put on the dog. Hallelujah. That's old country talk. You've heard that, I'm sure, in Gilbert, Brother Jason. They putting on the dog, praise God. They putting on a show. They're not really what they're saying they are. Amen. They're out to rob you of your strength.
Come on, amen.
Here comes that young man down to the altar. Oh, yeah. Oh, he's a good boy. He's a praying at the altar. I can see through that. I wasn't very old. I ain't all that smart, but I can see through that. Amen. Just kind of come down the altar. Don't make him spiritual.
Right.
Yeah. Amen. Right. Hallelujah. He got down there and he was putting on a show for that pastor and his wife. And he wanted him to think, I'm a good boy. I'll make you a fine son-in-law. Amen. But there's one thing that boy was after, and that was that young woman. Amen. He wanted to rob her, amen, of her strength.
Come on now.
That's
it.
Amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. That's why the Bible said not all, everyone that say, Lord, Lord, it's going to enter in. But he that doeth the will of the Father, that's the one's going to make it in. Amen. Amen. A form of godliness, but deny the power thereof from such turn away.
Turn away.
Amen. Down at the altar praying. And he would kind of peek out under his army, the peep at top. Amen. Looking to see if everybody's up for prayer yet.
Yeah. Yeah. Come on, buddy.
Amen. Lord, have mercy, Brother Jason. You've got these beautiful little girls. That's going to be rough on you one day if time lasts.
Oh, yeah.
Lord, have mercy. Don't be deceived by some outfit that comes in. Amen. Acts like he's praying and peeking under his arm. Right. See if everybody's up yet.
Yeah.
Praise God. Amen. I saw through that. I'm just a young man then, but I've seen through that. Hallelujah. I can't understand why Samson cut Seth. I don't understand that. Tell me where your strength is that I may bind you. Amen. Oh, I should have looked at her and said, are you crazy, woman? Ain't about to let you take my strength. If it get my strength, the Bible said if it came as of any other man.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I don't want to be normal. Praise God. I don't just want to be ordinary. Amen. One guy said that's just one step. Amen. From being lousy. Praise God. Yeah, just one step from being, well, I'm just being, you know, a good church member. My Lord, go beyond and above the call of duty.
Right.
Amen. You'll make a good soldier that way.
All right.
Praise God. Right. If the preacher said what somebody say, hey, great God, I'll say, amen. Well, I got a sore throat. I got a little bit of a headache. Got a sinus problem. Glory be to God. Get out there and fight.
Right.
Fight. Amen. Don't let the devil rob you of your strength.
Amen.
Glory to God. I like good singing. I like great preaching. I like to hear people that can sing, you know, and make music and melody. I love that, brother. I always have. Amen. My voice is nearly wore out. Amen. From singing and preaching all through the years. Amen. But I'll tell you something. It can be pretty songs. Amen. With a great voice to sing them. But if there's no power in it, it'll not change anybody. It'll not help anybody. You've got to have your strength.
Yes.
Amen. My daddy, I'll never forget, we left that church that night, and he pointed it out what was obvious to us seemed not to be so obvious to them. He said that boy's after that pastor's daughter, and as soon as he gets her, he's out of here. That's all he's after. You know, that's what Delilah was after. Amen. She was after Samson's strength. She didn't love him. Amen. She despised him. She hated him. She hated what he stood for. She hated the power that God had put upon him. Amen. To conquer these Philistines. Amen. That's all she was after, was his strength.
Woo. Amen.
I feel the Holy Ghost this morning. Amen. That's exactly what he wants to do to you this morning, is rob you of your strength. You know what? That boy married that girl. And just like my dad said, that was the end of it. Quit the church and left. Brother Earl left out of there and got to smacking and beating that girl. Amen. Mistreating her. Hallelujah. Her daddy was a fractious guy. He was the pastor of the church, but he was a dangerous man to deal with. And before he was over, he had a shotgun cocked in that his family's face. And it's a miracle he didn't blow their head off with that shotgun. Amen. Oh, telling you this morning that the devil's a thief. He's a robber. Amen. And he came to take away the strength of the church. And he can take us down one member at a time and close the door of the church if he can ever get you to back up and get you to back down and give away your strength. Give up your prayer life. Give up your dedication. Give up your consecration to God. After a while, you'll be weak as any other man. You won't have anything to offer the world. You'll not have anything to offer the sinner man. You'll not have anything to testify with. You can't do any good without the strength and the power of Almighty God move upon you.
Amen.
Oh, God, have mercy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Philistine be upon thee, Samson. There lies in wait, abiding in the chamber, and it break them from off his arms like a thread. Amen. You know, the Bible said in chapter 15, amen, that another chapter two before that, that the Spirit of the Lord moved upon him at times.
Right, yes.
In the camp of Dan. Amen. What a man, what a powerful man he was. But he was not powerful in himself. He was powerful when the Lord moved upon him. Praise God. I'm not a great preacher. I never have been. Amen. But I pray to God that my preaching would be powerful. Brother Jason, and I'd have something that when I spoke, amen, it'd have an effect on people. Not fancy words, and I like fancy words. And fancy preaching, I enjoy it. But I'll tell you something. If we're gonna help anybody, it'll be when the power of Almighty God breathes down your shirt collar and you have some anointing that breaks and destroys the chains from off their neck.
Amen.
And the Spirit of the Lord came upon him. Amen. Amen. The Bible said it over and over. Samson went down to Timnath and came to the vineyard. Amen. Behold, a young lion roared against him, and the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon him, and he rid him as he would have rid a kid, and he had nothing in his hand. And when his wife had betrayed him concerning that riddle, amen, that they had put forth to her people, the Bible said, and the Spirit of the Lord came upon him, and he went down to Ascalon, and he slew 30 men of them, and took their spoil, and gave change of garments unto them, which expounded the riddle. In chapter 15, he caught 300 foxes. Amen. Took 5 brands and put between foxes' tails. He set the brands on fire, letting them go in the standing corn of the Philistines, and burn up the shocks in the standing corn with the vineyards and the olives. Amen. The Philistines, knowing it had to be Samson, amen, they took it, his wife, and gave it to his companion, and they burned her and her father with fire. Samson in turn smote them hip and thigh with a great slaughter, and he went to the top of the rock of Edom, causing the Philistine to come up against Judah. Amen. Brother, all the men of Judah talked him into letting them deliver him to the Philistines to keep them from attacking Judah. And they delivered him bound with 2 new cords. Amen. The Bible said, and when he came to Lehi, the Philistines shouted against him, and the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon him, and the cords that were on his arms became his flax that was burned with fire, and his bands loose from off his hands, and he found a new jawbone of an ass, and he slew 1,000 men. How can he do this? The Spirit of the Lord, and that is our strength, amen, came upon him. And in chapter 16, amen, we find Delilah, amen, being paid to find where his strength is coming from. And in each circumstance, the Spirit of the Lord came upon him, and he was able to escape. Why? Because the Spirit of the Lord, of the power of God, moved upon him.
Yeah.
Amen. I don't hold you too long, but I want to preach to you what the Lord said.
Yeah.
Amen. Glory to God. The Lord said unto him, Samson, hitherto thou hast mocked me, told me lies. Tell me wherewith thou mightest be bound. Tell me, how can I bind you? Hallelujah, would you tell me how it's done? And he said unto her, if thou weavest the 7 locks of my head with the web, and she fastened it with the pin and said unto him, the Philistine be upon thee, Samson. He awaked out of sleep and went away with the pin of the beam and with the web. Amen. All the strength of God was upon him. She said unto him, how can thou say, I love thee when my heart is not with me? Amen. Thou smote me these three times and hast not told me wherewith thy great strength lieth. And it came to pass that when she pressed him daily with her words and urged him so that his soul was vexed unto death. Listen to this, that he told her all his heart. And she said, and he said unto her, let not come a razor upon mine head. For I've been a Nazarite unto God from my mother's womb. If I be shaven, then my strength will go from me, and I shall become weak and be like any other man. Oh, if you can take away this, you'll be just another man. You'll be just another woman. Amen. That one on the street corner. That one, amen, is down there on the skid row. Amen. It's on drugs and alcohol and living life. Amen. Look like in a dump. Amen. Oh, because they have not the Spirit of God. They become as any other man. They become as any other woman. Oh, my God. Can you see it this morning? What the devil's trying to do to your life? What he's trying to do to your church? He's trying to rob you of your strength, that your church would be like any other church. I tell you something, saints, don't let your church become like any other church, but let your church be a powerful house full of the power of God, that when people come through the door, maybe they feel the fire of God and they feel the presence of God, or they can pray and find help. Oh, don't become as any other church. Brother, amen, it's been my goal at home in our church there to never let our church become like any other church.
Yes, Lord.
He may be discouraged at times. We all do.
Yeah.
My God, don't lose the vision. Don't lose the focus of your church.
Right.
Amen. My dad took our church when I was 6 years old. Amen. Had a pretty good crowd. But as my dad preached holiness like he does, and as we lived holy lives, some of them didn't like it. Amen. What a woman told me, she said, your daddy has got a head like a rock. I said, thank God. I said, thank God for a man with a backbone.
That's right.
Dad took the church. Somebody told him, said, you can't pastor that church. He said, there's two or three women that run that church. And you're not pastor that church. And Dad, he said, if I stay there, I'll pastor the church.
Yes. Yes.
Amen. 36 years have gone by, he's still at the church.
All right.
Praise God. Oh, yeah. They've been able, amen, to coax them other preachers, amen, them cigarette-sucking preachers, them tobacco-dipping preachers. They've been able to talk them into doing it their way. Amen, they kind of guided the church along. I'll tell you something, this preaching don't need, oh, glory to God, only start meeting this morning. He don't need some loud-mouthed woman telling him how to run the church. Oh, yeah. Or loud mouth man, if it make you feel better, friends.
Yeah. Come on.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Trust the man of God. If he's called of God, you get behind him. You may not always understand him, but you get behind him. He's the leader of the church. You want the church to go over, don't you? You want the church to be filled with souls, don't you? Let's keep our strength up. We can't win fighting each other.
We can't all die from friendly fire. Let's bind together. And in a two-fold cord, it's not easily broken. When we bind together in prayer and unity, the Spirit of God can move among us.
Amen. Preaching on the robber of strength this morning. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Them women just hadn't had a man with any strength. Praise God. I may have told it over here before. But my cousin out there in Norfolk, Virginia. Amen. He met this old boy, Brother Jason. And he found a man kind of on his down on his luck, lost his job, and he said, "Look, buddy," he said, "I know you're in a bad spot." He said, "But if you'd like to, you come and stay at my house, apartment, I think maybe apartment. You stay with me. I live alone. You come up here," he said, I'll give you a place to stay, and you can eat at my table until you get you another job, get your strength back. Amen. You come over there and stay." So that's what he did. He moved in over there with this old boy. Amen. In a week, started passing by Sister Anna. This old boy never did find a job. Amen. He found a good bed to lay in. That man's bed. He found good food to eat. That man's food. Praise God. He got in there one day and he told him he'd been, I guess, a few months by this time, and he still ain't got a job. He still ain't got on his own two feet. And he says, "Buddy, don't you think you ought to get out and get you a job? You've been here long enough." And old boy just kind of stretched in the bed. This guy's sleeping on the couch in his own house. That guy stretched right big and said, "Yeah, I'm planning on it. I'm planning on it." He wouldn't leave. He wouldn't leave. Amen. Went on a few days, and the boy said, "Listen, buddy, my goodness, I'm paying the electric bill. I'm paying the food bill. I'm doing it all. I'm going to work every day. You're laying here in the bed. Hey, man, you got it made. You got to get out, get your job." He just stretched right big, you know, laid back on the bed. He said, "Yeah, I'm planning on it." He wasn't planning on it. He wasn't planning on it. Hey, man. So he runs into my cousin Jim. Jim's a great big guy. And he said, "Jim, I don't know what to do. I can't get this guy out." He said, "I've done everything I know to do." And big Jim, being like he is, he said, "You want me to help you?"
Yeah.
Praise God. He said, "Would you do that?" He said, "I'll be right over." Praise God. Kind of ruffled Jim's feathers a little. Way that old boy's getting treated anyhow. That's the way I feel sometimes when people in the church get treated like that.
Come on.
It kind of ruffles my feathers. Glory to God, Brother Donnie, you're pretty cruel, pretty hard, pretty rough. Sometimes you ought to be rough.
Right. Yeah,
right. Not hurt their feelings. Lord, have mercy. You know, I'd rather end up in the judgment of God and somebody say, "You hurt my feelings." And they get down and say, "I wish you'd have told me."
Yeah.
Praise God.
That's good.
Hallelujah. So Jim goes in. He walks in. There's a little boy all laid back. You know, he's got it made. Laid in the bed. And Jim said, "Look here, son. He's trying to be nice about it, kind of like that old boy was. You can't be nice to the devil. You can't be kind to that spirit that's trying to kill you."
Uh-oh, come on.
Come on now.
Yeah.
You know, here's Samson trying to be nice to Delilah.
Yeah.
Glory to God. And he said, "This man's tardy of being here, son. You had plenty of opportunity to work. Ain't never got you a job. And you got to get out. He want you to leave." Well, he tried that old Jim. Stretched right back, laid back on the bed, said, "Yeah, I'm a planning on it." Oh, Lord, have mercy. Jim said, "Get up right now. You're getting out this very instant." Grab me, look up. Yes, sir. March that out the door. Sometimes you got to put it to them in a different way. Woo! Amen.
Come on,
oh, hallelujah. That old boy's so happy. Woo! Amen. He got his house back. He got his bed back. Amen. Got to get off the couch. Amen. Back in the bed. Let me tell you something. You can't allow the devil to set up housekeeping. You got to get him out. If you don't, he's going to rob you of your strength. You'll become as any other man. Your church will become as any other church. We don't need that. We got enough dead churches. We got enough dry churches. Let's let this church be that city, be that light that can't be hid. And it starts with you.
Hallelujah.
It starts with you.
Glory.
Right.
Well, our church